given who's running and who is not running this coming fall, I think it's critically important for our mayoral candidate to understand the challenges and quite precarious position our city is in right now. And over the last year and a half, I think I've probably gotten 10 years of experience just based on the challenges that we've been facing with the pandemic, the budget, so on and so forth. And we really don't have time for a learning curve here. We need someone who's going to come into office who understands what we're facing and the solutions that we need to work towards and can hit the ground running.
Is there anything about the mayor's office that interests you, I guess, more than the public safety job?
No, I would say the health and prosperity of Saratoga Springs is my sole focus, not one department over another.
So the City Republican Committee has nominated Heidi Owen West, and you were formerly a Republican. You're now running as an independent. So do you think it will be a challenge for you when going to Republicans who supported you in the past to keep their support this time around?
You know, I think it'll be really interesting to see who, you know, some people are going to support a national ideology, and that is totally respectable and understandable. And I think other people are going to perhaps see that the city is something that, you know, doesn't have anything to do with a national ideology. And so, you know, my goal is to really push city over party. And because that's what I believe is in the best interest of Saratoga. And I think that represents most of the voices here.
You're also facing a potential challenge from Democrat Ron Kim, and he also served as public safety commissioner. So what makes you the better candidate? Will it come down to records in the public safety department?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I quite frankly don't know a whole lot about Ron Kim. So, you know, whether he's a stronger or weaker candidate remains to be seen.
So you're running on this nonpartisan platform. And 2 years ago, when you were running the first time, you had this One Saratoga platform. So for you, is a nonpartisan city hall the best solution for Saratoga Springs? And do you think that if you were successful in being elected, that could set a precedent?
I hope so. I mean, certainly everyone is entitled to their own national political identity. But when it comes to legislating at the city council table, I don't think there's really a role for party politics. I don't think it's productive. And so certainly working towards a nonpartisan city hall is my ultimate goal. I think when we discuss the issues that face Saratoga Springs, national party politics really have no place in that discussion.
Will Mayor Kelly and Commissioner Madigan be supporting you this time around, too? They're not running for re-election this year.
That would be a question for them, but it is certainly my great hope that they do support me. We've had a tremendous working relationship on the city council table, and I have nothing but respect for their accomplishments and everything they've done for the city over their terms.
So I wanted to shift gears to your current role as public safety commissioner. And just a couple of weeks ago, the city council approved the police reform plan under Executive Order 203. I know, and you know, that there was a lot of disagreement among some people in the city about adopting all 50 recommendations from the city's police reform task force, and then what the city council did, which was sort of pause on four items, say we need more study or we're not going to adopt that as written. Why parse those things out? And there's a lot of people who are angered by that.
You know, Lucas, if I were a better politician, I would have said yes to all 50 things, even though I knew that on four of them, for example, I wasn't sure if legally how we would be able to put them in place. But I'm not a good politician, and I can't give lip service like that. So if I'm going to promise something, I need to know I can deliver it. And with a few of those items, we have to look into the legalese of how exactly that fits in with our city charter and make sure it's something that works for Saratoga Springs in a way that's not going to be challenged in a court of law or be detrimental to the funding of the police department in terms of, for example, civil forfeitures. And, you know, whether or not we divert those monies into social services, if that precludes us from being in a Department of Justice program where that money would come in, I mean, that doesn't really help anyone. It hurts everyone. And so, you know, those are issues that need to be explored before they're implemented. It would be irresponsible of me to say yes to everything, knowing that legally there are issues that have to be figured out.
There is the agreement in principle on the Civilian Police Review Board. Would you commit to actually getting that established and up and running I know that there is going to be an independent body that's going to be studying that issue.
I mean, first of all, I think you have to point out that there is civilian oversight right now, which is myself. I am elected to be the civilian oversight of the police department. When it comes to a civilian review board, that takes so many shapes and different forms in terms of what power they do have or don't have, that it's really not a question you can answer with a yes or no.
What, is there a kind of form or is there a particular structure that you think would service the city and its residents well?
You know, I think that we can always improve as a department, and I think that civilian oversight is part of how we improve. But I think that the issues that face Saratoga Springs are different from the issues that face every other city. And we have a very small department, and we also have a very safe city. And so the way that this is implemented and the form that takes is critically important, because if we don't have buy-in from the police department and if we don't have buy-in from the community, and no kind of civilian oversight will succeed. It just won't. The shape and way this kind of evolves is really important, and is certainly contingent on more than just my opinion.